The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. One of the Japanese strongholds on the island of Java was the garrison at the town of Chimai. By a clever ruse, Jim tricked the enemy into thinking his men had seized this garrison, thus causing the Japanese to destroy it. However, the elation of the group was cut short, for the likable young Chinese-American Tom Sun is missing. His tunic was found in a treacherous bog of quicksand, and he was last seen eluding a Japanese jungle patrol. Jim's co-leader, Sing Lee, is Tom Sun's uncle. For his sake, in spite of a secret feeling that the task is hopeless, Jim instructs the group to split into search parties and scour the jungle for the missing youth. Jim himself is with Kolu and Sing Lee, approaching the spot where Tom Sun's tunic was found. The jungle is heavy, and their progress is slow.
Us get through now, Tuan. Kolu fix.
Good boy. Too bad we haven't got an axe.
Machete been better as axe.
Oh, well. We'll take in a single file again. I've got the Tommy gun, so I'll take the lead.
You go second, Koro. I will bring up the rear.
Where been Burang Besar you talking about?
What? Oh, the buzzards. They're still up there, don't worry. Oh, hold it. Hand me that machete.
Here, Twin.
Okay, come ahead.
Jungle been get easier now.
Yeah, it's thinning out fast.
Well, then beware. If there is a clearing, it may hide Japanese.
Good point. Take the machete, Kolo. I'll just release the safety catch in this gun in case Singh is right. Watch yourself now. Here's the clearing.
Tuan. Wait.
See something?
Curled up in grass.
A python. Your eyes are as sharp as your machete, Kolo.
Hard to see against the grass there.
Him do no harm. Plenty full dinner. Him slipping.
Yeah, and from the size of that bulge in his belly, he must have had a man-sized in it. Step right over him. You'll be dead to the world for hours.
You said man-sized. You are more right than you knew.
What are you looking at?
A cap. A military cap on the ground there. And look over here.
A Jap army shoe.
Japanese. Both of them.
Yeah, one of Tom's son's pursuers, perhaps.
It must have been. Hey, look. There's blood on the grass.
Let us see where it leads.
Look, it goes right across the clearing here, see?
Do you suppose that poor Thompson...
No, Singh. I think he wounded one of the Japs they sent after him. The Jap crawled back to the clearing and the python did the rest.
It is ugly, but it makes good sense. Move, Kolo. Why do you stand there like a mountain of jade?
Up ahead. In tree.
Where?
Halfway up tree. Kolo see what buzzard see.
I still cannot...
Right about in the middle of the tree, Singly. It's another Jap.
So. Do you think he is really...
He looks dead enough.
Buzzard no be fooled by Jap tricks.
Better not take any chances just the same. We'll circle around, spread out.
Hey, you and Kolo go to the left. I will cut around to the right and come from the other side.
Okay, Singly, but watch yourself. Keep your eye on that Jap, Kolo.
Him not move, Tuan.
Kolo, I didn't want to say anything in front of Sing Lee, but if Tom's son...
Kolo, no, Tuan. Feel same way. Feel much bad. Tom's son, plenty good boy.
The Jap's closed in on him in a jungle like this. He wouldn't have a chance.
Jap's close in, you bet. Fella and T proving this.
Yeah. Well, there he is. He's dead, all right. He's as dead as a mackerel.
Ooh. Whole side of head shot off.
At least Tom's son put up a battle.
Jim, quickly, help me!
Sing Lee, over this way.
Hurry, help me!
Coming, Sing. Oh, I hope there are no Japs still around.
This way, Jim. Be quick in the name of Buddha.
Look, Tuan. Sing Lee been caught in quicksand. Pretty soon him die, same like Tom's son.
Racing against time, Jim and Kolu spend precious seconds making preparations to help their friend. We'll see what happens in just a moment. You know, in over 6 million American homes, 15 million readers enjoy the Comic Weekly every Sunday. 15 million readers know that its brilliant full-color pages offer never-failing thrills, excitement, suspense. The Comic Weekly is distributed by 15 great Sunday papers all over the country. For leading Sunday papers in all sections of the country are proud to contain the Comic Weekly. Its colorful pages contain over 24 of your favorite features. Features that make Sunday morning adventure time. Features that make the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. So this Sunday and every Sunday, why not join the millions of steady readers who count on the Comic Weekly for an extra measure of entertainment? Your news dealer is bound to have it. Just look for the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now, back to the wilds of Java and Jungle Jim.
Maybe so can break branch off now.
Not yet. Just let me give it a few more.
Hey, quick, Jim!
Good one. He's coming now.
I cannot last much longer.
Don't try to fight it, Singh. All right. Now, Kolo.
You grab other side.
Right. You ready? One, two, heave! That's it. She's coming.
So, it's good.
Yeah. We'll drag it down to the bog. Come on.
There you are. But how are you going to reach me?
That's it, Kolo. All right, Singh. I'll climb out on this tree limb. It won't sink in the quicksand before I get to you.
Here, Twin?
Yeah. Now, shove it along towards Singh Lee. Good. That's it. Good. A little more. All the way now, Cole. All the way.
Brent's been longer than me think.
If only I could reach it.
Don't try to, Singh. If you fight that stuff, you'll sink all the faster.
Okay, Twin.
That's well. Now, you stay at this end and give me some anchorage. I'm coming, Singh.
But will you be able to reach me?
I can't till I get there. I think so, though.
Boy, if a Jap patrol should stumble on us now.
Not to lose balance, Twin.
I'm okay, Kolo. It's like playing circus when I was a kid. Now then, Singh. Reach your hand out. Slowly, slowly. Don't thrash around there.
Just a little. If I could.
A little more. That's it. Almost. Now, take your time now.
Yeah. It is maddening not to be able to...
All right, now, take it easy. There, that's swell. Now, grab my wrist. Can you do that?
If I can just... Now!
Good. Hang on, Singh. Let me do the work. I'll pull you over so you can climb up with me. At least I hope I will. All right.
Keep pulling, Jim. Even if you only get my arm, it will be something. Good.
Watch it. There. Now, can you walk the branch with me?
Better you come back, Twan. Branch been soft pretty soon.
I'm coming, Kolo. Can I manage, Singh?
Yeah, I am all right. Aside from a sore arm. Jim, I could not let myself say it before, but if Tom's son was caught in this quicksand, our search is hopeless.
His tunic shows he was here, Singh. I'm afraid there's nothing we can do but go back to the base and run at the others. It's certainly a relief to get back on the trail. We can make better time than we did going out.
Also make better target for Japs.
How do you feel, Singh?
My heart is like melting lead inside of me, Jim. I promised my sister nothing should befall Tom's son.
Oh, don't blame yourself. You've done everything possible.
Hey, Antoine. Danger here.
Where?
Cannot tell. Man smell from somewhere. Maybe so Jap's nearby.
I see nothing. The jungle is so thick.
Eyes no good alone. Need ears and nose also too. That way. Off trail to left.
Shall we take a chance?
We must, unless we want a bullet in the back.
All right. But keep low now.
Grass been bent. Fella come this way before us.
Yeah, don't talk now. If he hears us...
Thompson! What? Thompson! Look, Jim, under that giant corn patch.
Why, sure it is. Come on, Colo. Give me a hand with him.
Is he?
Yes, yes, thing he's all right. Exhausted, but can you hear me, kid?
About time you characters showed up. Oh, I've been riding this solo riff too long. Oh, man, I'm beat to my socks.
Well, save your strength, Thompson. Colo, we'll rig up a stretcher with a couple of these limbs and our tunics.
Yes, yes, take mine, too. Thompson, we found your tunic back in that quicksand, and we...
I threw it there, Unc, when those Jap squares started to cut in.